Blog Talk Radio.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane. And she smiles all the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Making sense, she's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Clapback with yours truly. Our guest should be calling in any minute. He is an indie fed owner and promoter from South Carolina, James Harbley. If I did say his last name wrong, I do apologize. He should be calling in any minute. Just waiting to hear from him and just go from there. So let me just promote this show a little bit. So all you guys get to tune in, of course, not just on Google Hangout, but also on Blog Talk Radio as well. So now you just get that going on. Just give me a few minutes here, just trying to set this up, and plus I'm over here trying to watch the game. Trying back and forth, watch the game. Just making sure our special guest does know that around this time, just the show is starting. So, because, you know, like, he's in South Carolina. He's in Eastern time. So it's like 11:03 over there right now. And it's 10:03 over here. So, just waiting on that. While we wait, let's just try to look for at least some news on wrestling. So just give me a minute here. There we go. I'm just waiting for it to load. It's probably going to load up a little bit slow because I got multi things going on this laptop, and I'm starting school soon, and hopefully I can work my way up to a better laptop, and I can do everything I want, and plus try to mess with some music a little bit, trying to create my own like music and stuff. So just gotta wait on that. I'm just trying to spread the message. Check the show out now. there. We're still waiting for our guest. Let's see if it's just finally... Okay. I'm going to read the results of tonight's SmackDown, but I'm not going to tell you... I'll tell you the matches, I'm just not going to tell you who won. That's just... I'm going to keep it that way. Of course, Dolph Ziggler added himself in the Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Let's see. funny. Okay, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro will go against Los Matadors. Big Show will go against Ryback. AJ Lee making her SmackDown return, going against Brie Bella. Let's see, I'm going to go to my next page. I'm just trying to wait for it to come on and hurry up and all that good stuff. I'm sorry, it's just going kind of slow and just kind of sucks that TNA doesn't have like a pay-per-view anymore. It'd be something like good to, you know, see and talk about. Oh, excuse me. Let's see. So I got too many things loaded up, and I just thought the guest would have came on right about now and would have just been on already, and we would have just started the interview right about now. Okay, New Day went against Miz and Damian Sandow. Rusev versus Jack Swagger again. And the main event was Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose, went against Luke Harper and Bad News Barrett. So that's all the matches that's going to happen at SmackDown. Six matches, which is pretty good for that massive 2 hours. And still waiting on the person to call. Matt is probably most likely going to have to end up rescheduling and stuff like that. Just, I don't know, because this was the original person that was supposed to be on here. We had to reschedule her because of work situations. And it just had to be, excuse me. So we had to like reschedule because of work reasons on her part, which it happened. So she is scheduled to be on April 1st. So, but I will also mention this, kind of like, because we got WrestleMania coming up. And of course, a few days after WrestleMania, starting March 31st, we're gonna do a whole clapback episodes. All week long, just for that week, and including Saturday, because Saturday, April 4th, it'll be 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and of course, starting this month as well, we're going to have her clapback episodes on Saturdays, which will be 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. So, we do got some interesting guests that's going to be coming on too. So we have the reschedule show for Canadian Indian wrestler Bulldog Brandon Hines next Tuesday, the co-owner of Wrestling Fan Speak Out, and also the creator of Maddie's Mary, my lovely fiance Hazel Flint will be on the show. Next Saturday, indie wrestler John Brooks will be on. March 17th, YouTube wrestling blogger Callum Burgess. Wrestling Talk's own John Harris will be on the 21st. Indie wrestler Tyshawn Prince. March 28th, the indie wrestler Heart Attack Kid Joseph Andrews. And, of course, like I mentioned, April 1st is Ronnie Nicole, which she was supposed to be on tonight, but due to work issues, she's on April 1st. So, let's check here. Still not on yet, and kind of sucks, and it's like one of those things you just don't expect for, you know, for it to happen. So I'm just going to try to read some more news. Like I say, I apologize for this happening. Let's see. I'm sorry, it's going to be running a little slow because I got a lot of things going on, and our guest is still not on as of yet. So I'm just going to give him till 10:20, and if he's not on, I'm just going to end the show. Like I said, I apologize, and I'm probably going to be boring some of y'all to death, be trying to look for something to talk about. But, go back to the main one. Because they're thinking after this month, I'm not saying it's official, but I guess Samoa Joe may be signing with WWE after the end of this month. But right now, Samoa Joe got dates that he's going to do with Ring of Honor, including he'll be here in Milwaukee March 14th. Is that right, March 13th? Yeah, March 13th, not 14th. I'm sorry. So it will be interesting to see if they, because normally, you know, WWE, like, they look for young talent, but they don't, I guess they don't go by certain age, like, but then again, Kevin Steen is 30, because normally they'll go with somebody that's, like, in their 20s. But I guess things can change. I guess whatever new WWE movie that's going to be happening, Edge and Lana will co-star in it. Let's see. This sucks, it just ain't really... much to, you know, talk about. And again, the special guest still did not call. Hope he just didn't get the times confused. Let's see. Yep. Talking about WrestleMania, I'm actually just going to have host it at the house here. Let's see. What else?
When you are playing from behind,
Like I said, I apologize. Normally, I would have some stuff ready, and it just, well, probably what I'm going to do, I'm just going to close the Google Hangout clapback. So I'm just going to close that. So people that's watching, like I say, I apologize, and hopefully we'll do better on Saturday. So just watch for us on Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. And other than this will be like a better show. So sit in. Y'all have a good night and have a good week. For people that's watching on Google Hangout. Okay, so I'm stopping there for people that are still listening on the radio. Like I said, I apologize. It's still not on there. So, like I said, I'm giving like 4 minutes and just going to end the show. All right, man. See if some wrestling fans is making some comments. So I guess we can do that. I guess there's like a question. I guess it's between AJ Lee, Renee Young, and Paige. It's like, would you have sex with one, kill one, or marry one? It's like, which one you would do in that order? I don't know. That'd be a hard question for me. It was like, just one of those things that you just, I don't know, you just don't think of, like, doing, you know what I mean? Let's see, you got the red pill. Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar in 15 seconds and holds the title for 435 days. Or the green pill is John Cena buries the entire NXT roster in a 40-on-1 handicap match. Sorry, I'll take the red pill. Let's see. There's something else that's what you're looking for too, so just get out of Google and our guest still hasn't called. So this is going to be, I'm sorry, I just haven't been in a situation like this on this show before, so this is kind of different. Let's see if I can. Let's see. People hating on Reigns. Roman Reigns is Goldberg without the timing. I would say Roman can have an okay 10-minute match. Championship belt, and Not much. So he still hasn't called, so I'm just going to end the show. Like I said, I apologize for the people that's listening and people that was watching on Google Hangouts. So we're going to hope Saturday that this situation doesn't happen. So just going to hope for that. So until then, everybody, you guys have a good night and enjoy the week.